I still hear her voice, even in Erin, an entire sea away. Medea's whisper flickers into my mind. Jahan. My own name, digging like a hook into my head, insisting that I follow its lead, demanding an answer, demanding that I return to her. Doesn't the woman have anything better to do? I ran away from home when I was 15. It's been 6 years since my mother died, since I fled. Yet, even as I try to brush her away, even as I tell myself I'm hundreds of miles from her, that I'm safe, her whisper comes again, more demanding. Jahan! Maybe I should answer. She's still got Lathiel. Something might have happened to him. If it has, I'll never forgive myself. Jahan. Jahan? Not Medea's voice. Alana's. El's hand on my wrist, her fingers warm and slightly damp. I see her now, bundled in a coat, her chestnut brown hair curling loose from its knot beneath her black felt hat, as I didn't see her before. Cold terror pulses through me. How long was I oblivious to anything but Medea's voice? I shouldn't succumb so completely. I've grown practiced at pushing Medea away, or so I thought. After she finally let Rekha come to me, 2 years ago, her whispers quieted. I thought perhaps she was loosening her grip, that maybe if I bided my time, I could pressure her into freeing Lathiel too. I thought, Jahan, El's eyes widen meaningfully. Are you all right? Oh, damn the gods. We're standing outside a coach on the edge of a winter field. A group of townspeople and farmers have tramped out to meet us, a cluster of brown coats and worried looks. They're warmly dressed, even though it's late in the month of Numion, and that ought to translate to spring in southern Erin. But the winter has been cruel, crueler, the people claim, than in other years. El says the land is trying to regain its rhythm after being woken, but some Ereni claim that the Keviadir, rather than bringing the land to life, has irrevocably distorted its natural rhythm. They've been taught to distrust magic for centuries, after all. So El and I came out here at the crack of dawn, all the way to the border with Tinnin, to prove that the Keviadir's magic can and will help them. We're supposed to be reassuring them that they won't starve, that the Tinnani won't cross the river behind us and destroy them. Instead, we've stopped dead, and I've been staring into space like a lunatic. Reassuring indeed. El shakes my wrist, eyebrows lifted, her eyes widening further. She's getting nervous, though surely her heart isn't ricocheting quite as madly as mine. She doesn't hear Medea. She casts a pointed look at the coachboy, who's coming around to see what's the matter. Isn't this marvelous? I say brightly, ignoring the fact that my shirt is soaked with rapidly cooling sweat. I'll finally catch my death in this abysmal Ereni winter, even though I'm already bundled in twice as many clothes as the locals. Look at the view! Alana stares from the farm fields, a flat and unrelieved white, to the charcoal smear of trees on the ridge above our coach. The sky lies gray and flat. Nearby, the wide river, Ard, mutters over rocks. Her eyes narrow. Indeed. She doesn't believe me, and she's irritated that I'm lying to her, but she's not going to berate me in front of these strangers. She releases me and strides away toward the gathered farmers. I flex my hands and swing my arms. If I freeze to death or fail to hear Tinnani charging over the river, it'll be Medea's damned fault. Jahan, she whispers, and I shiver all over. All the same, I manage a grin at the coach driver. Sorry you volunteered to leave so early, eh? The boy, bright-eyed and eager to impress, visibly stiffens. No, sir. I'm honored to serve the Keviadir. I stifle a sigh. Once again, I've said the wrong thing, and these Ereni take themselves too damn seriously. Those who aren't grumbling about the crown changing hands follow El with a fervor bordering on worship. No, I reflect as I tramp after Alana through knee-high snow. It's me no one particularly cares for. When I first arrived with Finn, the people here seemed to think me a kind of exotic legend come to life.